With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Tuesday's Supreme Court vote to temporarily block the Obama administration's climate change regulations is receiving praise and criticism in Montana. Attorney General Tim Fox says the halt of the Environmental Protection Agency's regulations is a win for Montana and the more than two dozen other states challenging the Clean Power Plan in federal court.
This is huge. It's a signal that should this case go back up on the merits to the United States Supreme Court, that there's a possibility, and you never want to handicap these things in advance, that the Clean Power Plan and the EPA regulations will be struck down.
Fox says this decision means that states don't have to waste time and resources putting together regulation plans while the legality of the EPA rules are reviewed in court. Before it was put on hold, the Clean Power Plan required states to have plans in place by next fall to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. For Montana, that goal was to reduce emissions 47% by 2030. That's the biggest reduction rate in the country.
We've always assumed the Clean Power Plan was a piece of the puzzle, but it was never the whole puzzle about how we get to a clean energy future.
That's Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center. She says she is disappointed with the Supreme Court's decision.
But it doesn't change the trajectory that the nation's already on. Clean energy is already here. It's already out-competing coal on a regular basis. We've always assumed the Clean Power Plan was a piece of the puzzle, but it was never the whole puzzle about how we get to a clean energy future. And whatever the Supreme Court eventually decides is nearly irrelevant in the conversation about our energy future.
Nancy Herz is with the Northwest Energy Coalition, a group of environmental and renewable energy organizations. She says that while there is a movement toward clean power in the country, the Clean Power Plan pushes states along in that effort.
It is important for momentum, and there are many states where the Clean Power Plan will be the catalyst that is critical for beginning to make this transition from coal-fired power plants to cleaner energy technologies. And there are other states where there is momentum already in place and actions being taken where the Clean Power Plan is not as critical a driver.
The Clean Power Plan potentially had the most impact on the huge electricity-generating plants in Colstrip. Those plants are jointly owned by several utilities, including Puget Sound Energy in Washington and Pennsylvania-based Talon Energy. Both companies sent Montana Public Radio written statements saying they're carefully watching the Supreme Court's actions regarding the Clean Power Plan. Northwestern Energy's Claudia Rapcook took a more direct stance on the issue.
Well, we're very pleased. I think it validates what our concerns had been, along with of the state of Montana and with many other utilities and states around the country as well.
Montana's utilities regulator, the Public Service Commission, has estimated that electricity rates may have jumped 30% to 40% to cover costs of complying with the Clean Power Plan rules. Not everyone agrees with those numbers. Rapcook says Northwestern Energy is committed to building renewable power into their energy portfolio because the ways the country is getting its energy is changing.
Obviously, regardless of what anybody believes is going to happen, we know that there are definitely changes coming and we have to be prepared.
No one may feel as vulnerable to the changing energy market than the people whose livelihood depends on coal power.
They're scared. Their families are scared.
That's Al Ekblad of the AFL-CIO that represents about 800 Colstrip area workers. He says the Supreme Court stay on the Clean Power Plan gives families dependent on the coal economy a break from worrying over their future.
You know, and certainly you're talking about a group of people that are very proud of their community and proud of the livelihood they could have been able to provide for the families. I mean, I think the challenges facing coal, you know, the coal industry are multiple, but having this one put on pause, I would think, they felt it was a very positive thing.
Ekblad is a member of the 23-person Clean Power Plan Advisory Council Governor Steve Bullock appointed in January to help him respond to the plan's emission target. On Tuesday, Bullock stopped the Advisory Council's work in response to the Supreme Court's ruling. Bullock's office released a statement Tuesday saying that while the EPA rules were unfair to Montana, what cannot be put on hold is the need to address climate change and embrace Montana's energy future. The governor has not yet made himself available for an interview on this topic. Arguments over the merits of the Clean Power Plan will start June 2nd. The federal district court hearing those arguments will likely not issue a ruling for months after that. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.